Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
We have some guys coming back, hopefully sooner than later. But, you know, if we're able to weather this storm, so to speak, tongue-in-cheek with the dad joke there. But, we'll be better because of it. Because I do think it really allows some young guys to get some opportunities here and show what they can do.
This is Brewers 360.
Now the pitch. Ground ball towards the middle. That'll get through into center and provide the Brewers another two-out run. Rounding third is Terang. There will be no throw to the plate as William Contreras gets an RBI single on the ground. It's 1-0. Milwaukee strikes first here in the third.
Struck first but didn't win the game. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop. And on Thursday, it's Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Man, that is baseball, isn't it? A day removed from putting up 12 runs on 16 hits. We end up running into some pretty good pitching on Wednesday night and only put up a pair.
Yeah, certainly. Look, I mean, it's tough to win a big league game. I think Doug Melvin said that for years, and it's true, honestly. And we're going to have our hands full today as well with Tarek Skubal and Skeens coming up this weekend. So, we're going to have a tough road ahead for us, but the guys are tough. They're hanging in there. You know, we've been a little inconsistent, but we have some guys coming back hopefully soon to help us out.
We'll talk a little bit about Star Wars night coming up, but is as far as you know, is Skeens, are we looking at him for Friday? Is that how it shapes up?
Yeah, it sounds like Woodruff Skeens, which is going to be a heck of a matchup. You know, on a Friday night, on a nice evening, I can't think of a better place to be. It's going to be an awesome crowd and a really fun night.
Does it help to go up against Skeens when you see another Cy Young guy the day before? Like, does that help elevate the eye or anything for a batter?
No.
Actually, it kind of sucks.
you're facing some of the best guys. I mean, gotcha. You know, when you talk about Skubal and Skeens, they're two of the best in the business, as everybody knows. And I think what I heard is this is the second time that's ever happened to face Cy Young Award winners back-to-back days. So we'll have our hands full for sure, but I know the guys are going to compete and fight them tooth and nail the whole way.
Thought of a pitching question for you, Matt, as I was listening to the game, and we went with manager Pat Murphy goes with D.L. Hall as the starter. He pitches a couple of innings, and then we bring in Chad Patrick. I'm curious as to the wisdom of or what you all see when you go with that couple innings opener, and then bring in the guy who's going to bring you more innings behind him, as opposed to the other way around. What do you like about going with a guy for just a couple, and then bringing your guy who's going to pitch more than a few innings in?
Yeah, good question. I mean, a lot of times it's just matchup based. You know, you see certain guys at the top of the lineup there with Riley Green as an example. You know, you just have the lefty facing a lefty there as opposed to the righty, and it just gives you a little bit of a better matchup potentially at the top of the lineup there, and maybe it allows them to do some things that they wouldn't be as comfortable with their lineup, and so it might push some guys down, in which case it gets you a little bit better matchup later for the righty. So it's something that we've used and deployed for several years, and hopefully it continues to work.
You know, games more than 100 years old, it's interesting when we find new innovations. But
right.
I feel like baseball the last, I don't know, would you agree, maybe the last 10 years, we've innovated more, we've done things differently that people have been willing to break out of just those long traditions? Why does your first guy who pitches have to go six? Why not do it this way?
Putting your best player in top of the lineup instead of third as far as hitting.
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, nobody's trying to reinvent the wheel here. I mean, we're just trying to optimize for matchups in a lot of ways. And it's just, you know, whether that's, just across the field, honestly. But, we think that there are ways we can kind of squeeze a little bit more. And while, like you said, there's certainly some innovation. I mean, I think we do a lot of things pretty old school here. We're bunting a lot. We're moving runners. We're stealing bases. We're trying to do, you know, real baseball type things, you know, so certainly we're trying to integrate sort of both of those things into our process.
Hey, scary moment, Matt, at the Timber Rattlers game last night, hot prospect shortstop Luis Pena overheating in the dugout caused a scramble. It even ended the game early in Fort Wayne. What happened and how's he doing right now?
Yeah, a little bit of a scary situation there. Luis overheated during the game, and he passed out in the dugout, which is a little scary, obviously. And so he was transported to the hospital. He's doing okay. You know, we got him an IV, and it sounds like all reports are he's going to be just fine. But you know, again, one of those scary moments where you see a kid pass out, and just wanted to take ultimate precaution there for him. But the reports on him have been really, really good. So certainly good news this morning on Luis Peña, but certainly a scary thing, and we'll continue to monitor him.
Was it that hot? I guess I wasn't in Indiana yesterday. I mean, it's starting to warm up, but we haven't really gotten into the humidity yet.
Yeah, you know, sometimes these are situations where it can just be about hydration, and maybe he was a little dehydrated as well. And so sometimes it's the heat, sometimes it's a little bit of both, you know. And so he's a heck of a good player, you know, and he plays his tail off, and so he's one of those guys that's going 100% and probably just need a little bit of extra fluid. But, you know, it sounds like he's doing okay at the moment.
Not that you needed another reason to visit tomorrow as the Brewers come home off of this road trip and we face the Pirates, and was talked about Skeens already being the starter for the Pirates. Going to be a great matchup. But also one of my favorite nights at the ballpark, Matt, it is Star Wars night. I just tip of the cap, and I know this is Rick Schlesinger's deal as president of business operations more than it is yours as president of baseball operations, but I really tip the cap to your in-game crew, the script they write for the day, the creativity they show in putting things up on the big board and renaming guys, giving them nicknames, and doing all this stuff around the park. It's really a good time.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, our business side does an awesome job, like you said, and credit to those guys for being creative. You know, I mean, there's so many fun things that you can do at the ballpark, and it's cool because it's not just a baseball game. It's a family atmosphere.
I do.
You can go out there and have fun, and there's just so many cool things and so much great food. It's like going to really a bunch of different great restaurants, and you also happen to have a good baseball game in the background. You know, so. It's certainly a fun place to be, especially on a nice night like hopefully we have this weekend.
We didn't figure Murph would have any idea and probably wouldn't have liked the question, so we'll just ask you. If you have a handle on if there are any of the guys in your dugout who would be more interested in Star Wars night than others?
Total nerds.
Right.
My guess would probably be Mizorowski, to be honest. But
Man, I hope you're right. That'd be great.
If I had to guess, but no, I don't really know. We don't talk a ton of Star Wars in the clubhouse.
I bet you Yelly's a Star Wars guy, don't you think?
I can poke around. I'm happy to poke around.
Oh, yeah, report back to us. Put that on your plate for today, Matt, would you?
Sure. Oh, sounds good, will do.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold with
Thank
us
you, Matt.
This morning. Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Fly ball, center field. It is back. It is way back. And the Brewers have the lead.
Do not underestimate the power of the force.